Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
We are living in a time that is unprecedented here in America. The church in many segments has gotten very worldly. The ironic thing is that that word, worldly, doesn't even have the same meaning that it did 30 years ago. When's the last time you heard someone mention that word in regards to Christians? We are in the world, obviously, but Jesus challenged us as believers not to be of the world. When pondering these types of things, it's always important to have the correct perspective. That is, what is God's perspective? Several years ago, there was a big fad where everyone was wearing WWJD bracelets that posed the question, what would Jesus do? Though the fad faded, the question should always remain at the center of our lives. What would Jesus do? How would Jesus live in this time in history? Since he is God, he doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How he lived in his short 33 and a half years is the same way he would live today in our time in history. Even the word history can be broken down into his story, which is what all of our lives are really about, how God governs in the affairs of men. This question, then, must be thought through. What would Jesus do? Biblical principles and ideas are what have guided Western civilization from the beginning. So our grasp of the Bible today is critical. What the Bible says holds true in every age and in every nation of the world. May God give us wisdom and understanding of how to live out His Word in this world in our time in history.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.